and gentlemen, it's time for the Florida Podman.
Are we recording?
Yes, we're recording.
That's good.
It's handy, isn't it?
Well, it means I don't have to repeat myself.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know...
We should do that. Remember that last episode?
That's
we
what
had?
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I think I've forgotten what happened in it now for us to try and do it again. But that was on the World League of Idiots.
So. I probably have my side of it, so I'll probably have to figure out what your story you're trying to tell by my reaction to that. Might be a good task.
I think yours involved the hedgehog.
Oh yeah.
This is a nice segue actually, because so we're referring to a time that I pressed record on the recording device, but didn't plug a microphone into it, so it was recording nothing, and then I realised that after we'd done the episode, and you immediately said, look, okay, I've got time. We could just do this again.
Yeah.
And we were halfway through the retelling before I'd realised I'd pressed play and not record. So it was just this, and I can't remember.
And then did we want to go through it a third time?
Yeah, which we said, no, what we'll do is we've done this twice. Our reactions aren't.
Well, because we don't rehearse.
Anymore.
We don't. I mean, if you think we're rehearsing this stuff, I mean, geez,
yes.
There's something wrong with you.
But we'll give it enough time, and then we'll just like they can slip back in at another point. So but the reason I'm bringing it up now is because that was not one of the Florida ones.
No.
That was for our other thing, and we've got a better idea about how. The next season of World League of Idiots, we're not going to properly introduce it now, are we?
No.
Because there's a few things we just want to iron out, but...
Because we're just making it up as we go along.
Yeah, make up as we go along. Yeah. But I think it's worthwhile. We're quite excited about what this means. So I think it'd be worthwhile coming back for. And stick with us...
You have to come back here for another 12 weeks to your house.
Yeah. If you stick with us, there's a payoff. I'm almost convinced it's a happy ending.
Ooh, on that note.
Said the bishop to the young actress. Teaser.
So this is the final.
Final.
Yeah, this is the one after the penultimate episode.
Yeah. This is the one that people watch in Times Square.
Yeah.
Everybody stops what they're doing for 25 minutes.
Exactly. And then complain about the quality of the finale.
Yeah, the two-part finale.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the last episode of the season. Thanks for sticking with us. And we are going to be back in World League of Idiots mode, I think is probably as much as we say. Which, for those that didn't listen to World League, as I think we can call it, League, can we? We can shorten it a bit.
Call it World.
It's this, but not Florida.
Yeah, these are stories you can... We tend not to repeat... Okay, similar stories. That's across Florida and the world. But we always try to do something brand new, and the world gives us a whole world.
Bigger than Florida, probably.
Yeah. I think twice as big.
At least.
Twice as big as Florida.
So, yeah, so we're going to come back, and we're going to kind of pick up the thread of World League that we wrapped up a few months ago now. Kind of... When we previously on World League of Idiots, we had a ranking episode where we sort of sorted the league out, 24 stories,
something
if I remember
like
right, between the two of us, and who was the biggest idiot. And we got to that point, you know, we'll listen to it, and we want the ratings to go up. So just go back and listen to them again if you want to.
Our initial league, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to pick up from there and do some news stories with a bit of a format and a bit of a challenge for us to find stories and insert them into this already populated league.
Yeah. And then we needed a device to get more people in it. This is the device. We're good. We're good to go.
Florida Man will always be there.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be on the World League, because I think that was our rule, is we can't have a Florida Man.
They hover above the World League. They're the reason why the World League exists.
They are. They're the impetus.
Yeah, that's right. So this is going to be separate. But as we just pause and let Florida Man build up, we'll tell these last couple of stories, and then we'll hit the world until we're ready to come back to Florida again.
Yeah, and we might get a few weeks or months. We'll take a break.
The Florida Man, you've still got to look forward to the virtual road trip.
Yes.
Which we had that idea ages ago. We've not done anything with it.
No.
It's still there.
But you, at time of recording, are going to be, well, you're going to be probably, I think maybe season 8 when we come back. I still think that the entire season should be stories about you. Just get up to all sorts of shit in Florida.
Yeah, because that's entirely possible, thinking about when I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, entirely possible. And when somebody picks this podcast up as a viable business option and we get some cash, we can make that virtual trip into a real trip.
Send money
just
to
saying,
us, please.
Yeah. Just saying. Right. Okay. Let's tell some stories. And hang on a minute. As it's the last episode, I'm gonna put some lights on.
Whoa! I'm blowing the budget.
Is blue all right for you?
It has gone blue.
Yeah. Okay. Blue.
One thing I will say before I get into my story, and I had a story. I mean, a proper news story. So, like, for the first time ever.
Yes.
And I've just gone to click on it, and it's behind a paywall, and I can't be bothered to get around it. So the nuts and bolts of it is, you'll have heard of this guy because he's Donald Trump's fella that he doesn't like anymore. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida.
Yes.
So we've talked about this several times. The reason why Florida Man is Florida Man is because of a law in Florida where they're allowed to publish the names of perpetrators. Yes. And things like that. It's so this is why there are so many Florida Man stories, not just a guy. They're named, and it just turned into a thing.
And the stories can sort of are allowed to evolve.
Yeah. So DeSantis wants to get away with that law and actually block the names.
He must be fucking kidding.
So that's the end of the podcast, kids. It's in the middle of it. It's one of the things. It's called the Sunshine Law, apparently, where they're allowed to publish names, for kind of freedom of the press and all that stuff.
Sticky to his ass.
Yeah. So DeSantis, it's not happening, but he's pitched it that it's something that he wants to do. Because
not on my watch.
Well, when you're there, just go sort them out. Yeah. Although that could now be construed as a threat against the government officials. So.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not going over to cause trouble. Yeah. I'm going over to ride some rides.
Yeah. So while we still have the names of our friends here, shall we tell some stories about, I'll start with a guy called Shannon Vincent Young.
Oh, the CVY.
That's him.
Oh, right. SV. Is it S?
Yeah.
Not Channon.
Channon. We'll call him Channon. Here we go. Local10.com. It's where I get my news from.
Local 10.
Local 10. I think it's a TV station. Local Brilliant. 10. Hmm. News beat.
I think you said Local 10 to begin.
That works. Yeah. Local news, DUI suspect. So, you know what DUI is? Drunk driving.
Drunk under influence. Driving
under influence. Yeah. Yes. DUI suspect accused of violating pretrial program by wearing artificial penis while taking drug test.
Well, taking
a drug test, yeah.
So he's weeing into a bottle and it's not his real weer.
Pretty much.
What is it? A sea cucumber, or something?
So, Broward County, Florida, a man who was arrested on DUI manslaughter charges.
Holy shit.
Serious shit. In 2021, was back behind bars Thursday. So he's killed somebody with his car. Within 2 years, he's out of prison. Back behind bars Tuesday after he wore an artificial penis while taking a drug test, authorities said. So according to an affidavit,
Christ.
Shannon Vincent Young, 41 years old, violated the terms of his pretrial services program. Now, he's violated. You'd think that this specifically mentioned do not wear an artificial penis or else that's violating. I mean, it reads that way. So, yeah, he wore an artificial penis while submitting to a random drug test. Deputies said he claimed he was using his own urine while wearing the artificial penis. I mean, no, you're not. Regardless, an additional test was administered once they removed the fake dong.
How did they know? I mean, did they just look at it?
Because it was probably a salami or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. But he could have got a really good-looking one.
Yeah, drill a little hole in.
Yeah, and then
put some
stored the
piss from a homeless person.
Pig's piss.
So yeah, so the second test they did, once they kind of said, hang on, that like they're probably, I mean, you would think, maybe you have to really, this happens enough. Like, there's a guy, one of the deputies is, he's a dick specialist.
And he goes, a dick specialist.
That's not this is a real.
He's, this yeah, is dog.
Exactly.
Dick specialism.
He's got to stare and look for straps or Velcro. I don't know what you do. I'd say that's a fake one. So they yank it off.
This is right. This looks like it's made of nylon.
Correct. Yes. This looks like a balloon animal. they basically did a second test once they removed his fake penis and he did test positive for marijuana. He now faces a charge of violating the terms of a pre-trial services program. It goes into his backstory where he's killed this poor soul. We're not going to go down that road.
No, the death bit is a bit heavy.
That's it. He had blood alcohol level of 0.116 and had THC in his system. He a bad boy. Held with how much bond?
Oh, just for this one, isn't it? This offense. Yeah. 8,000.
Held without bond. He a big bad boy. No bond allowed. Not letting
him
go.
He's not going nowhere, yeah. Sunshine.
He done a bad thing.
Yeah.
So there you go. FakeDick.com. Over to you.
Big dick, no bond.
There's your episode title.
Right, okay.
The name's Bond. No Bond.
Okay. It's quite a long title.
And it's the last story of the season.
Yeah, and this is the crescendo, all right. Here we go. Florida man, good. Florida man, 36, is arrested after having sex with Golden Doodle in front of kids while taking Pup out for a walk before wrecking church's Christmas nativity and trying to steal a car.
That's all of season 4 in one story.
It is, isn't it? There's a whole Christmas angle here.
Not a Golden Doodle. They're so innocent and playful.
So I misquoted earlier. We did a Christmas special. Was it last year?
We've done the year before? A few. Are you talking like the actual advent calendar thing?
Yeah.
I
couldn't understand. I think that was one of them. But I couldn't understand why we hadn't done this before. And the reason is because it happened this December and we'd recorded just before.
And we don't have a time machine.
Yeah. So now I've also referred to this guy. We didn't talk about him in that episode, but I've mentioned to you that I have a story about the most Florida man's name.
Yep.
So he also has this ridiculous storyline, but his name's Chad Mason. And that's it, isn't it? It's complete, isn't it? Is, it? Yeah.
He drives a 1987 white Ferrari. You know?
This is, there was a toy of Chad, Giga Chad. This is who Giga Chad would be. So he's, let me go through because there's some bullet points here. I'll just get to those at the end. A man was arrested after having, what would be the thing? There'll be a trigger on bestiality here. Yes. Okay. So if I'm going to skim past that.
Thank you.
I wish that Chad had, but Chad was like all in.
Literally.
Yeah. So he was doing his thing with a golden doodle, which I imagine is a Labrador and...
A doodle. A poodle.
Poodle. Over here, they call them Labradoodles, right? So...
Yeah. It's the little differences around the world that make us such a fascinating species.
Yeah, so it actually might be a different thing. I imagine that this is the... Anyway.
Oh, no, because I think that's a Labrador. I think a golden...
Retriever.
A golden retriever.
Yeah, because... Retriever doodle doesn't have the ring to it, doesn't it?
We're dwelling on the make of this dog.
Right, it's a dog, and we don't want this to happen. Yeah. So anyway,
think of the victim.
Labouring the point, he's in doing this, but he's also in front of children. Who owns the dog? Chad, it's Chad's dog. Yeah. He's taking the dog out for a walk, and then he runs off to a nearby church, like.
With the dog? Or where's the dog in all of this?
I think we're going to compare it to that in a second. But then he smashes up a nativity thing. I guess it's kind of like that bit in Home Alone when he runs off and there's a bit of a nativity scene outside the church. It's that sort of thing. Don't really have that it'd just be kind of like vandalised over here, I think. But, and then he attempted to steal a car. So he's 36. He's The charges are lewd exhibition, exposure of sexual organs. That's a new one, isn't it?
I think we've talked about sexual organs before because it sounds internal.
Yeah, it's the organs.
It's like when someone gets disemboweled in Predator 2. Like, that's their organs coming out.
I see intestines and lungs. And criminal mischief.
Little tinker.
To a place of worship.
Oh.
After he was caught with the pup. Caught with the pup is in bold. So it's a hyperlink.
Oh, don't click on that, please.
Hyperlink,
don't.
No, thank you. While out on a walk in the apartment complex located at, it's one of those crazy addresses, 2600 block of McCullen Booth Road. This is policeman talking.
When you go to Florida soon, instead of taking pictures of Disney World and all, you're just going to take pictures of street signs, 2,600 block of whatever.
Actually.
Fascinating.
On the, this was outside of Volcano Bay. I was in the queue for one of their slides, and you can see out onto the road, and I'm looking down, and it's called something like Turkey Road. And then there's another one called like Celebration Adventure Way or something. There's one of those in where we live here. But I realised that we're outside Universal, so so these are all brand new sort of places. Mm. Anyway, this is the policeman talking. He was having sex with the dog when he was confronted by someone at the apartment complex, and then there he ran from the scene. Clearwater, this is. Mason left the neighbourhood, fled into the Northwood Presbyterian Church nearby, ruined the nativity setup.
Ruined the dog, too.
And broke multiple potted plants. Then...
They seem more concerned about the plants than the dog.
Oh, yeah. Horticulture half hour. Then he left the church, went to a nearby street, destroyed a mail... This is more. This is not... This did stuff that didn't even make the headline. Destroyed a mailbox and tried to steal a car.
This guy's gone full berserker mode.
Yeah, this is berserker mode. He apparently knew... Oh, wait! Hang on. It wasn't his dog, but he was taking the dog for a walk. So he was taking the dog's... I would say the dog's owner for a walk. He was taking the owner's dog for a walk. And then he performed the lewd act.
So not on his dog, on his friend's dog.
Yeah, not on his dog's watch.
That makes it better or worse.
It's just kind of take the dog out and then doing that. Like, he'd been eyeing him up or something. The 36-year-old didn't go on his insane spree until he was approached by spectators.
Spectators? they brought refreshments and binoculars.
Whilst he was having sex with the dog, a child also saw it.
Okay, that's someone rescue us from this dark hole we've gone down into, please.
Okay, well, I suppose you want to know why.
Yes. It's just in case I get some of these symptoms.
It's unclear.
Oh.
It's unclear why.
Oh, that's helpful.
And then he decided to head to the church. He entered the church, knocked over the big on the nativity.
They
right.
Are.
Okay, the nativity display is knocked over. Another mention of the potted plants here. and then he goes into... another neighbourhood, smacks a mailbox. Now, before he gets into a car, he's destroyed a mailbox. So that was something like a separate thing.
Yeah,
get out of the way.
You looking at me?
Ugh. Okay. How much do you think he caused in damage in dollars?
Nativity scene's probably about $23. Mailbox, a couple of hundred. Church. Potted plants. Got to be a couple of mil. $4,500.
$400. So it's I think they were the cheap ones. And the final. There is a couple of bits here. Wait there a second. So a Florida law passed last year, which 2021 this would have been, made that sexual acts involving animals is a sex crime. I can't believe
it took. The Earth's been in existence for 2,021 years, and they've just thought of that.
Yeah, that's if you want to believe that.
Well,
I think it's been a bit... like, Jesus wasn't the first man.
He was.
The Bible said
him and Neil Armstrong. Hanging out.
According to the flute, sorry. According to the statute, okay. A violator can be charged with first degree misdemeanor and be sentenced to 1 year of jail time and subjected to $1,000 fine. So we know he's caused $500 damage. We're expecting a minimum of $1,000 fine, and it's just unclear.
See, I'd like to think that this has only become a law because it just didn't happen that often, so they didn't need a law. But I almost feel like, you know what, it's kind of okay. But now that people are doing podcasts about Florida, like maybe we should, you know, tighten this up a little bit.
Yeah, I guess exactly. Yeah. This cannot be a comedy thing. No. So it's also unclear what Mason will be, what his actual official sentencing will be. So not just how much, but what he's going to be charged with. So he was the final point, and what a way to end the series. He was booked into
a kennel.
Okay, I'll help you out. A particular county jail.
It begins with a P.
It begins with a P.
Does it vaguely look like penis?
It looks a bit like penis.
Penis.
It's that place. So I have some DVD extra content for you. I'm not going to go into a great deal of detail. This is... Now, I had quite a dartboard to aim at here. I've decided to...
If it's the most attractive dog species, I'm leaving.
Yeah, well, I that was the inspiration, but it was like, what weird things have people decided to marry?
Okay.
So you see where I got that.
Mary I can deal with. That's okay. Good. Okay.
How would you say that? Liu Yi of China.
That's not how you do it.
Liu Yi of China married himself. Oh. And he tied the knot to a cardboard cutout of himself.
Oh.
But oddly, he's wearing a lovely red dress in the cutout. So he looks like he's made himself look like a girl. Erica Latour Eiffel married
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower. So she took the tower's...
Took its name.
I would have thought this would have been one of those things where probably the Eiffel Tower's been married without its consent on a few occasions.
I believe so.
Anyway, this is one of those ladies. A Japanese man known as Sal 9000. I don't know what that's translated to. But he's married to a character from a Nintendo DS video game.
Oh.
He married Neen Anesgasaki. The game is called Love Plus. So, I mean, it's a virtual dating game. Yeah. So
all that rehearsal that we did practicing these names before I went to air is paying off, I'll tell you that much.
Eita Rita has been married to the Berlin Wall for over 30 years. Interestingly, I remember being at school when this bugger was knocked down. So I don't know which segment of the wall she has took.
I was just there last year, actually.
Oh, really?
There's not much of it left.
Ah, you know what? And Michelle was there at Checkpoint Charlie, or whatever the Checkpoint Charlie was. Lee Jin from Korea married a pillow. And it's not even tarted up, the pillow. It looks like a fucking pillow. It says here, the pillow has a girl's picture on it. Nah, it doesn't. He's drawn like some triangles for eyes, but he's called it Dakimakura.
Well, that's what you would call it.
British woman named Cindy married a dolphin. What she claims to be love at first sight or love at first squeak. Started 15 years before the wedding. She sealed the deal with a kiss and the gift of a herring.
Comparing blowholes.
and they got married in Israel. So I wonder if the dolphin...
This woman from Britain got on a plane with a dolphin. First
just
class.
Just gave them directions to where the ceremony was. A German man married his dying cat. And Dave Cat...
No relation?
Maybe it's Davikat.
Okay.
Because he looks like he'd be called Davocat. Married his blow-up doll. I don't think he's on his own with that one. Yeah. Bimbala. Sorry. But that was this is a lovely name to read out. Bimbala Das, a Hindu woman, married a snake. She'd fallen in love. That's as simple as that. The wedding was attended by more than 2,000 people.
What? Where do you get a snake for a wedding present?
Wait, guess who didn't show?
The snake. Jilted.
The snake didn't show up, but
runaway bride, slither away bride.
In case the snake didn't show up, a brass statue was brought on in its stead.
I thought the maid of honor, isn't that the best man or whatever, to step into its place? And that was like a tree sloth or something like that.
A man from Sudan married a goat.
Natch.
Let's just see. Is the goat got a name? His name is Charles Tomb.
So the goat is Mrs. Tomb then. Assuming it took his name.
This one's a little twisted.
Oh, the rest have been just fine.
Yeah. There is a law that dictates that if a man is caught sleeping with a woman, he must marry her to keep the honor of her family. So, you see where
we're
this
going
is going.
Full circle.
Yeah, in 2006, when Charles Tomb was caught physically assaulting a goat, guess what happened? He even had to pay a dowry to his own. That's the final.
That was going to be the goat's dad.
And
people suck.
Hope you found this interesting. Until next time is what it says there. And then that's it. I was just about to read a comment that somebody's put in the article here, right down at the bottom. It goes on, but it just starts at the top saying, "Attention world, start making this illegal." I think we absolutely
took
agree.
The words right out of my mouth.
Okay. That's it.
We have reached the pit of depravity. So right. I think there's only one thing to do.
Turn the lights off.
Turn the lights off.
Which I can't because I think the sensor's in the way. No. But either way, we know what.
So, season 7, done.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I've enjoyed that.
It was a little ramshackle in a good way at times. I like it.
A road trip. It was lovely to see you here. And do it that way.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that digital...
Your family wants me out of your house, by the way. They've been sliding notes under the door.
Because, I mean, one, they were at first happy that you were not just some weirdo that I met on the internet.
Uncle Kevin's back, yeah.
But then, like, we sort of wished he was a weirdo that you'd met on the internet.
Yeah, well, in a sense, that's kind of how it's been, I suppose.
It has been, yeah. But, anyway, look, we've got dates for next... I say dates. We've not got those dates.
We have no...
Set,
that's the one thing we don't have. We just don't know when it's going to happen.
What we have is we know what we're going to do on those dates, but we just don't know what those dates are.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that to come. And what was the tease? Where did we leave it? It was just a theme
worldly
that was going to get us to...
Yep.
Yeah. And it's back on this channel, so you don't need to go anywhere.
Florida men keep doing Florida men things so we can come back for season 8.
Yeah. When I'm over there.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It should be, shouldn't it?
Make the news. Make the news.
Make the news.
Before DeSantis says they can't publish your name.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
Right, thanks for sticking with us, kids. And we'll see you shortly for World League, whatever the hell we're going to call it, and even more Florida stories
absolutely
in the future.
Yeah. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.